Anything about the pathogenesis of this cancer, you know, and Hodgkin lymphoma, it's very, very sensitive to checkpoint inhibitors, and they have this PD-L1 amplification, MSI, maybe seems like it's a little bit high. Anything about this that might account for the high response rate?
Well, there's some data out there looking at cancers and looking at their so-called tumor mutation burden. And tumors with higher mutation burdens, in theory, have increased neoantigens and therefore are more visible to the immune system. And certainly, if you look at that spectrum of tumor mutation burden, cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma is up there with a very high mutation burden. And so theoretically, that might be a reason they're good candidates for immunotherapies like this.
Interesting. What about other checkpoint inhibitors? What kind of clinical or anecdotal case report data do we have?
There was a small study with pembrolizumab in cutaneous squamous cell carcinomas that showed a response rate as well. So I think this is probably a class effect of the immunotherapies.
Anything else you want to say? I want to ask you more about this patient, but anything else you want to say about, you know, this agent, cemiplimab, and the New England Journal paper that you published there on, and anything else about it that you want to comment on?
Well, what I would say is that I think there was great need for this trial because this is a patient population that really there's no standard effective therapy. All the data that we have is extrapolated from other tumor types for the most of the data that we have extrapolated from other tumor types. So getting some prospective data was very important. And I think in that regard, it was a very important and useful trial to do.